This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did any of you guys fall for the 23andMe crap?
No.
Like doing one?
Yeah.
I almost did, but my sister warned me not to.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've done DNA testing.
Genetic testing.
Oh, that's not the same.
No, not that I'm aware of.
But when they did the genetic testing, what did they do to you?
It was just a swab in the mouth.
So you're on the grid.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you're 1% Dutch and 13% German.
No.
You don't know any of that stuff. Is that what 23andMe did? Or did they just tell you you had a weird stepsister and your dad was an unfaithful?
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's both.
Is it both? Because Ancestry.com, that was like link up with find your long lost relatives kind of thing. And it was 23andMe. Is it the...
I think they all just kind of jumped into that.
They look at Ancestry and like DNA genetic stuff.
Oh, they do. So yeah. They can tell you your whole family tree, but that's where it gets... God, man, when this thing came out, all the unfaithful bastards
world
were
they're
just
screwed.
Like, please. Men and women, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just like, I've been lying to my husband, and it's like, you find out, like, hey, let's do it for the whole
family. You can
find
your ability to match musical pitch. That's one of the traits.
Okay. On 23andMe?
Yeah. Wow. Asparagus odor detection.
That's on there?
Bald spot. Cheek dimples, cilantro taste aversion, earlobe type. We got to do this.
I mean, some of them, can't you just try some asparagus? See if it smells? I mean,
ice cream flavor preference is a lie. This is fake.
I already know that.
Can we go through some of the things you just said? TX not going to be able to answer half of them.
What?
Do you have the asparagus thing?
Where my pee smells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Would you know?
He already said it wrong.
Huh?
He said it wrong already. What? It's not, it doesn't change the scent of your pee.
Yes,
it's
does.
Just if you can smell it.
No, it's both.
Uh-uh.
I think it's both.
Mm.
Do you think it's just one?
Yeah, I think it's just if you can smell it.
I don't know. Get over here. Take a sniff.
I haven't had any asparagus recently.
No one listening who knows you at all thinks you ate a vegetable this year.
I like asparagus. That's one of the ones I do like. Yeah.
Because it's soaked in butter.
I might grill it. Throw a little lemon juice on it. Butter. Mostly butter.
My favorite thing is when you try to pretend you cook.
Yeah, you know?
Because you did the hand motion of like you squeezing a lemon.
Yeah, you know? They always look
No, I don't think.
No, I think you're right. It is both. It does actually change the
There's
smell.
There's an amino acid or something that happens in your body.
It's like sulfur byproducts.
Because I remember our buddy Steve, we wanted to see if he... got it, but then he like ate the tip off of one asparagus and
it wasn't enough.
Bro, you gotta immerse yourself in this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna test, you gotta eat asparagus.
Yeah.
I definitely have it.
Yeah, same.
And like
whatever it is, something's going on when I eat asparagus. Let's just say that.
Do you ever have pungent pee even when you're not eating asparagus?
Not
Okay, this is gonna get weird. Drink coffee.
Does it smell like coffee?
It just smells burnt. I don't know. What does my ancestry DNA say about that? think I need to drink more water.
That was, yeah, that was.
Is it weird if Tiak and I come to the bathroom next time? We don't have to watch you pee. We just want to be first in. Okay. And it probably can't. Here's the.
We get a lot of texts that say the same thing, actually. We don't have to get in line, I think. No, but like, about Aaron.
Here's the weird thing. Oh, my God. Working here, it's just so bad because, like, if you have a weird pee or, like, you have a dinosaur shaped poop, whatever, and you're like, oh, God, I got to get Tiak in here. It's the auto flush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you can't do anything legendary here and get a shot of it.
They took away all the fun.
They did. Because
you're just anything like, anymore.
I hate this. I'm trying to so like, no. Because so then I'm like, stay still. You're trying to stand up all slow, like you're doing the Mission Impossible.
Trying to just text on your Apple Watch, T-Hat, come here.
Please walk to the bathroom.
I'm outside every time you go in anyways. I'm there. I'm ready.
This is so not what we were supposed to be talking.
Yeah. So 23andMe has filed
no,
for
no, no. Okay. No. Okay. Do you have the cilantro one? Because here's what I think.
I love cilantro. It does not taste like soap to me.
But the people who think it does,
they're
so adamant that I think it really is real.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you like cilantro?
That's the one I'm not sure of. Is that the stuff I pick off of everything?
You can't like
green rice. Stuff.
And like Chipotle, you can't. Oh, okay. It's like they put it in. It's like mixed into the rice with some lemon.
That's
lime.
It's actually lime. Sorry.
Bam!
Sorry.
Okay.
Emerald, chill.
Yeah, so I can eat that. That's fine.
You
it
can
good.
Eat it, but it doesn't taste.
Doesn't like, taste
to
like
me,
soap.
Cilantro's
no.
got this like. Oh, it's just like a. I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It's so good.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh my god, is there suds on that? Like they really believe. There's soap in the food if there's cilantro. So there's it's another weird thing. Anyway, the point is this. If you've pooped a Michael Jordan.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.